This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
So Conan,
what up?
I've been training, and right. I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. What a product! Everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Okay, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I had all my vitamins, and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it. There's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. You know, I like to work out, and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can, you know, drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate, just depends on how I'm feeling that day, but I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it, and sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. So, but the taste is great, and you feel noticeably different. You know, sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym, you know. It works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high-quality ingredients, all in one. It's a comprehensive solution, and it's what you need for your supplemental routine. The Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's athleticgreens.com/KONAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this type of product that if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of things. All 3 of us use it. We all swear by it.
But check that out at athleticgreens.com/Conair.
Boom.
So the first thing that caught my eye here was, because you never answered me on Twitter, was somebody said that you had said.
Yeah, I didn't want to give it all away on him for free.
All right, man. So that's what you should have said. Listen to the podcast.
Okay.
So. And I would have said, I'm on the podcast. And you should have said, I'll see you there then. Right. Okay. So the first one that caught my eye was this Bad Bunny being like a CIA operative. Where does that come from? Why do you think this might be true?
It's not just on Bad Bunny. So I have, you know, plenty of ongoing theories, and I'm not trying to dispel this guy's love of wrestling or his talent or anything like that. People often say when he says that he sucks. Like, I'm not saying that, dude, the guy's making millions. And CIA, please send me my check as well. Please reach out for that. but when I see an Andrew Tate, who I also think is an operative, say that Logan Paul is an op, and these guys come out of nowhere and they can run their own boxing massive pay-per-views out of nothing after they were in Japan stooging off Suicide Forest, and all of a sudden overnight they have X amount of million followers and YouTube bumps them up in the algorithm and you see everything that they get to do. That just doesn't happen by being a popular and cool kid. And when Andrew Tate stooged that off, you only really have that info if you're on the inside and have been approached as well. Now you can go back to the Michael Jackson's death and how he tries to out Sony and all that stuff of how inside and groomed from the beginning of a Britney Spears or a Nickelodeon star or a Mickey Mouse Club, Justin Timberlake, that these kids get that opportunity because they are put in this program to everything's controlled. There's no like start a band in your garage and get over. No, you know, it's all manufactured to send a message that is very calculated. And with Bad Bunny, you know, selling out SoFi Stadium and things like that, I had read in this Forbes article, and it was a strange article just from the headline alone, of Bad Bunny's global dominance in 2022 means Latin, what it means for Latin music and culture. When I see words like global dominance in a headline, that doesn't appeal to music side of what we're trying to sell. And even in this article,
let me be devil's advocate here. Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. All I'm really seeing with guys like Bad Bunny. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing a guy that's very popular that we haven't seen in a while, because I don't think a lot of artists have been very talented over the years. Bro, just go back and watch. We played clips of this on the show. Go back and watch clips of U2. Watch clips of, like, bro, these guys are in 90,000 seat, you know, say, you know, like, just massive amounts of people because they were very talented.
Yeah.
Let me finish this thought here. It's like when you say, like, you know, it's they're controlled or, you know, whatever. It's like he's still drawing, you know, he's still selling out the stadium. People are coming to see
Absolutely.
I don't understand what maybe I'm missing the point here. Because like I think it's
selling all this Rihanna and Jay with rock.
But that's they're still very talented people that draw a lot of people.
They're priest class Illuminati, what have you. Now, here's my other bigger part of that. $168 billion American arms deal with Saudi Arabia. You think they're not going to put $2 billion on the front end to bring the circus to town to look like, hey, we're westernized. And who comes? Vince McMahon. And who's on his payroll? Logan Paul. And now this guy. So it seems like if somebody in CIA is plugged into a lot of Hollywood scripts and movies, you can talk to their John Favreau's been on record of how they wanted to change Iron Man and things like that. And he told them to go stick it. So all these people have been worked in and that's been exposed. Like I said, I'm not trying to dog on Bad Bunny's draw or anything like that, because he's way more over than I am.
But that's what it sounds like, though.
No, well, let me ask you.
Because you're coming across kind of saying this guy is being pushed. He was like put through the chute, you know, and pushed to the thing. And I'm like, bro, a lot of people try this stuff. A lot of people try music and a lot of people just don't listen to because it's not any good. You know, Logan Paul is a good, like, I mean, he has a big audience. You listen to his podcast, he's kind of outside.
Does he have a huge audience because he was placed in front of everyone over and over again until people started watching him, you know?
But you're not taking like an untalented guy, and you know, like I'm saying, talent usually rises to the top, right? And that's and maybe you're trying to say like talent only rises to the top if it's allowed to rise to the top. Is that kind of what you're trying to get at? Exactly. Okay, I would kind of disagree with that.
Let me ask you, go ahead. You work at the club.
Yeah.
Name me the top three Bad Bunny songs.
Well, I don't listen to Bad Bunny.
Well, what do they play?
I don't know if anybody does.
The girls, bro. He came in our club one night.
Yeah.
After he said $30,000. You know, it's like so he threw, and the girls all knew him, They played. You know, they said, "I'm just not a fan of his music."
How
you
does
know what
the
saying?
Cardi B get over? Well, here's another one on top of it. Di, this week the story in hip hop was that Proswell from the Fugees was an FBI informant.
God, yeah, isn't that crazy?
But
what does that mean, FBI informant?
You know that this is what I'm saying. Like, it's not just on Bad Bunny. I'm saying that the FBI and CIA are plugged into the music industry and use these MCs. And there's humiliation rituals. There's plenty of MCs out there that say they've gone to Hollywood parties and opened the door, and your favorite hardcore MC is getting raw dogged out by two big jailhouse burly dudes. You know what I mean? There's a lot of weird shit going on where they want to get blackmail on you, so then you go and do XYZ of what they ask you. It's not just about him as an individual. Let me read you just quickly of why, you know, to add on to this, of he's a vehicle for what they want to push. At that big SoFi show, there was 70,000 people and flags from all Latin cultures, and these people identify as Latinx, who they're interviewing here, and it's Ophelia Zanuga being interviewed. She says, "Latinx, more specifically Mexican-American, I was extremely proud to look around SoFi Stadium and see all the different faces of people proudly waving variations of Latin American flags. Now, I know Latin American of all, you know, countries take it, their flag very seriously. When a flag is a national symbol, and when you market that, I think they're really trying to push back against the Trump stuff by unifying the brown power vote, and that Bad Bunny is the op to kind of do that. And you do it through music and entertainment, bread and circuses. Now they say, here's what differentiates them. She says, there's something more than this is something anyone can recognize. If you don't
who are we reading here?
I read that same article, Ben. Go ahead.
Yeah.
But it's an author, Bolton, who's written for Rolling Stone, a lot of rock journalism, I guess. But it's supposed to be an article, but it's an interview with somebody that they don't even really tell who it is. So it's Zuniga, which is also strange to me. And maybe I'm just ignorant to Latin culture, and this is a performer and something along those lines. So she says, in my opinion, he's generated a new market. Latin music's taking over. When it comes to presentation, Bad Bunny is a fashion icon. He sets no limits and expresses himself and pushing his boundaries and stereotypes. In the Latin music space, where we've seen a lot of machismo, Bad Bunny is a breath of fresh air and has never paid mind to the gender norms and has been an advocate for the LGBTQ+ community. Prime example is Yo Perro Pereo Sola. Hopefully I didn't butcher that. Music video where he dresses in drag and brings awareness to social issues. But beyond that video, Bad Bunny wears what he wants and looks good doing it, and will use it to make social statements. When I see things like that, and I've seen the BLM movement and the LGBTQ movement turned into nothing but marketing, and NBA players showing up in dresses with purses to walk.
Rodman did that 20 something years ago.
A shock factor. These guys are doing it.
Disco did it 25 years ago.
I'll say feminized
men, and that is a bigger. These things that when no, I read
that's,
that,
that's form, weird to me. Wait, where did that shit come from, Ben? But let me let Disco finish.
Look what's in our White House. What they did with the Biden administration,
right? With the drag guys. Okay, I understand that. Like, but
now we're talking big, right?
But I think on. But here's my thing.
But how did so? If the trans population is only 1%, okay, and I looked this up, how did they acquire so much power?
That's a good question, right? Well, because bro, they're scared. People are scared to push back because they are,
homophobe.
You don't want to be attacked. You don't want to like make a statement, and when you walk out the front door of your house, you got protesters like, yo, trying to throw things at you, which is what
Media burying you.
Which is what it feels like to some people doing this on social media. Conan.
Yep.
I have something I want to say.
What up?
If you're a regular listener to K100, you've heard us talk about our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition. Now, Nick Aldis may be on probation indefinitely, but he knows what he's doing when it comes to supplements, and you, our faithful K100 fan, have been proven it time and time again. In fact, Nick and his wife, Mickey James, were at WrestleCon in LA over WrestleMania weekend, and they met several K100 listeners who are now loyal LegacySubs.com customers as well, including this shout out here to Jay Baca, who was finally able to meet Nick in person and tell him that since he started using Legacy products about 1 year ago, he's lost over 50 pounds and over 10 inches from his waist. Jay was so excited to share his progress, he even bought his Legacy products with him to show Nick, and you can see those pictures at the LegacySubs.com Instagram page. Jay is currently using Absolute Men's Wellness Formula, MCT Oil Caps, and Ultimate Test Stack. We want to take a moment to give a shout out to Jay and huge congrats on your awesome progress, and shout out to Nick Aldis and Legacy Sports Nutrition for these amazing results. If you want to transform your body just like Jay, go to LegacySubs.com now and always use the code K100. That's K100. It's the most used code on the site ever. That's a testimony to our listeners. For 10% off your entire order and show your love and support for the show, level up with LegacySupps.com. Legacy Subs.
Yo, go check it out. They got pre-workout stuff. They got stuff to help you improve your memory. They got stuff for recuperation after workouts. What do you use, Joe?
Much like Jay, I also use the Ultimate Test Stack. I've been using that for a few months, and it's really helped when I do the fight camp workouts with energy and recovery, and also, of course, the recovery PM, as we all know, helps you sleep a lot better and you wake up very refreshed. So been recommending this for a long time, and I still do. I mean, it's very, very helpful stuff. It'll make you feel better.
We all use it. It's very effective. There's a reason why they've stayed with us. Our listeners have been buying it, and Jay Baca's proof of its effectiveness. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom.
I think you could make a case
that
of all the podcasts out there, and if you look at all the fan bases of all the podcasts, that our fan base might be the most physically fit of all the podcasts. Because if Nick is selling, if like we're the number one sellers of his products, you would think they're. I mean, you see what wrestling fans look like generally, right, Conan? I mean, that's right. Kind of like, yeah. So we're helping, we're improving the lives of our listeners one day at a time.
And
what
I
do you think
they
about
appreciate that.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My take is that, you know, you think like I would just say this, Ben. I agree. My ears to the conspiracy theories, and I would say that there's a good chance that you're right about all this stuff. But I would also, as a devil's advocate, say, bro, we're on a different side of the political spectrum. Okay, so like this stuff is like kind of nonsense to us. You know, like the trans stuff. We're like confused. Go like, well, but on the other side, they have these sensibilities where this is just, you know, acceptance and empathy and stuff like all the, you know, the democratic or liberal type, you know, feelings, everything. We're just accepting people for who they're just like, they just think differently than we do. So as an artist, I look at this as like, okay, they're trying to hit that part of the target market. They're marketing to a you know, a part of the demographic. You're marketing to the LGBTQ because there is a percentage of the pie chart that go ahead.
Look at Bud Light.
Right.
Bud
yeah.
Light just hits you.
Well, here's why.
What was Bud Light VP? Did you see that before?
Well, he's a former CIA started? Guy. I agree with that. But my thing is, I think that this is more of a case of the other side does not know how to read the room. You know what I'm saying? Like, you try to, like, if you're a Democrat, you're like forward. You're like, these are all positives. You were like completely remiss when, like, you see the other side attacking it. You know what I'm saying? And there's a very combative thing. So mm-hmm. like, so what you do is you plant your feet in the ground and like fight. It's like, okay, well, if they disagree with it, then we must be right. You know, and I think we get a lot of that out of like, you know, so like who used to call it? Ben Shapiro called it the Fox News fallacy. Okay, that everything that comes from Fox News must be fake news. So we have to like if a right winger thinks something that can't be right, so we have to push against it and assume the opposite position. Right. And I think there's a lot of that that goes on. And I think when you deal with a lot of these left wingers is that they just feed into that and they play to their audience. So when you see them play into their audience, like perfect example, that chick that was the Bud Light, did you hear that interview that she made? Like we wanted to go into a more, you know, inclusive, like just typical progressive. OK, yeah, like a young girl. You know, can't comprehend the guys our age are not going to participate in that, and they just forward the narrative and go with it. And you're like, and they're shocked when you lose all your market value because people just like stop insulting us. We don't want this shit.
Yeah,
and it's like that. I think that's right.
She and up like that's where when something doesn't feel right or the verbiage is that way or they take what should be a movement for people's true civil rights and market it.
Bro,
we're out the window.
Let me give you a perfect example. We can all get in with this. And I was reading something about this today. So, like, you know, there's a lot of pushback on, you know, like when Elon Musk was on Bill Maher this week, talk about, like, you know, and it's true.
Yeah.
You know, what kids are learning in school these days are completely different than what we grew up with.
Yeah, but
we grew up with basic history, math, stuff like we grew up learning the basics today. Out. Okay, well, I'm just saying.
Wasted a year of my life learning course 2 math in the fact of thank you when you could have taught me computer science, taught me history that was false and rewritten many times that made me drive to be a conspiracy theorist in order to find out the truth about these little fairy tales of what's really gone on. So to jump through the fire hoop, I taught at every level from elementary school, high school, and college. So
how old are you, by the way?
I'm 45. I'll be 46.
Okay, 45. Okay, so like what you look at today, where you have like these, you know, literally like they're showing these books they're showing like homosexual activity between kids in the books, well, and you go and you're like going, we're going like, we didn't read shit like that growing up. You know what I'm saying? No. So, like, there's this whole thing of
it. Don't just limit it to homosexual activity, because when we went to school, they didn't show heterosexual activity in books either.
That's the thing. And my point is you have a whole generation that is being brought up where they're being educated about gender studies and stuff and things like this in school. And it's like we learned this just when we got out in the world. You know what I'm saying? Like when you go, we're mature enough and everything and all that. So you just have two or three generations of people that have been educated differently, and so their sensibilities now are in a conflict. Dude. And the one side can't comprehend. Like we look at this as nonsense. They look at us like we're not progressive enough, or like the stuff that we did was, you know, we were terrible people. Look what you did and stuff. That's like, no, everything was fine. You're just confusing people.
We had to jack off the Playboy. Their moms got an OnlyFans.
Right. Yeah. I mean, seriously, right?
That's the difference in the two. Let me put this, because I wanted to talk about the Bud Light thing quick, because I thought this would pop you guys. I think they missed out. Even like, I believe that whole thing is a CIA op too, with the VP being a CIA guy.
Yeah, but why would they lose? Why would they risk losing so much money? That's why I would.
Brown power movement. We missed out on the brown power movement. We need to go against, build the wall. Bad Bunny's our way in to unify all, Latino countries to come together, and we'll get them. That's your job, Kamala Harris. You guys, we got to strike the Trumpers where it hurts. Let's put a transsexual on their favorite beer. Like, these all seem like calculated fuck yous to me, bro.
But I just think they're errors.
If they were really going to do it, they would have had I would have gone with a six pack of the hottest idiots of 2022. Mm-hmm. I would have had her on there. I would have had January 6th Shaman on one. That would have sold. Kanye West could have been on one. Who else would be in the top? I had a couple here. I forget of who are your top news stories of just like
Jussie Smollett.
Jussie Smollett could definitely be on one of the downfall of America in every way, but you punch at everybody. You don't just single out one thing. So when they go, oh, the transsexual from TikTok's on there. Well, so's January 6th shaman. And so is XYZ other idiot that got exercised. So the fact that they went at that hardcore to me, marketing is one of their biggest weapons, bro. Eight companies own all of what is in your store. And five own all of what you see, read on every website, every news source, everything.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
You know, spring has sprung, and our friends at Manscaped have the best tools for some spring cleaning. And they've already helped you tidy up all the nooks and crannies of your body's basement. But this year, Manscaped can help you get the perfect presentation on that beautiful face with the new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Now, there's a lot of neckbeards in professional wrestling. All right, so make sure you look your best this spring by using the code K100 to get 20% off, plus free shipping at manscaped.com. So for all you neckbeards out there, I know there's some, you know, there are a lot of you, but the ones that have the well-trimmed beard, it's time to tame your mane with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. The sun is peeking back out, which means you'll have to show your face in the daylight again. That's right, you got to get out of the house. So use the kit to make sure your scruff looks award-winning, whether you've got glorious beard flow or some smooth, sleek cheeks. So the kit starts off with the Beard Hedger. It's a waterproof cordless trimmer with a rotary wheel that gives you 20 haircutting lengths. That's 20 lengths. That's a lot, all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of add-ons. Like, you know how you have all these guards and you have to keep them in your drawer and they're lying all over the place? You know, it's funny, too, because my cats steal the guards.
Right.
And go and play with them. Like, I'll come home and I got the guards of my my beard trimmer, Beard Hedger, are on the steps, are on my trimmers, right? Okay, so no more of that with the Beard Hedger. It comes with titanium-coated T-blades that are tough on hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. It's a high-tech piece of art, a travel-sized package with a long-lasting battery, universal charging, and a strong motor, right? So you don't have to worry about charging all the time. And next, the kit is the liquid goods that make you feel good. Start with the beard shampoo and conditioner. You got to have that. You can't treat your beard like you treat your pubes. That's why the kit is a special shampoo and conditioner, specially designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, that's very key, and replenish your beard's natural oils and promote beard health. It also has this, the Manscaped Beard Oil. And the nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine to liven up the look. And then it has the Beard Balm. And it's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oil. So it's got like a, you know, like a gel for your beard. It's awesome. So not to mention the Beard Hedger Pro Beard Kit also comes with three free gifts. A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So if you have a beard or if you want to grow a beard, you got to use this. It's the Beard Hedger. And you can save 20% off for free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off for free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's M-A-N-S-C-A-P-E-D.com. Focus on the face and use the Beard Hedger Pro Kit for the cleanest look in the game. And if you want to start a beard, you have to get this product.
This is incredible. If you haven't purchased this yet, you'll be happy you did when you do. So get all your grooming needs at manscaped.com. Boom.
It's a hell of a deal.
So,
well, and with this is what I would say. You know, those people control a lot of this stuff. And like, for example, you sent the article about Tucker Carlson, right?
Yeah.
And the Tucker thing, you know, I've read a couple things, a few things about it, and it just looks absolutely like, bro, this is what happens when, and like, this is the, and this is, we'll go back to Colin Kaepernick, because I think everybody got Colin Kaepernick wrong, okay? Colin, because, you know, nobody really knows exactly how much money. Like, you could look into it, but you'd be shocked if you found out how much money, like, at, you know, institutions pay to advertise, right? Like, there was some astronomical deal that the NFL had with the military.
Yeah.
Okay. And the marketing of the military is, hey, look, join the military, okay, and we will give you respect before football games. Everybody will rise in honor of you to basically, you know, we'll salute you if you become a member of the military. Like 100,000 people, like at football games and sport events, we'll make you feel important, right? So now you got, like, you know, you got a guy that's kneeling for the anthem, And like, you know, the advertisers are probably saying, you know, the military, hey, you know, we're paying you guys a lot of money here, you know, like to try to get everybody like, and now you've got everybody like literally kneeling for, you know, for the national anthem and stuff and thinking like, and I honestly think this is what happened. Everybody else can say, oh, this wasn't about the military. No, it is about the military, because the military is the one that was paying the tab with all the money. They're the ones paying the NFL to advertise. Yeah. Okay. And trying to recruit. Recruiting is down in the military. Okay. Like, we're paying to get people to join the military. And here's these guys, these athletes are all kneeling for the anthem and stuff like that. It's like, bro, they got pissed off the advertisers. And the owners that are getting the checks and saying, hey, we're trying to advertise here, are sitting there saying, hey, let's just excommunicate this guy from the league. You know, probably wasn't spoken, but they just say, hey, the guy pissed off the advertisers. Let's go to Tucker Carlson. Bro, how many I keep saying this. How much pharma pays to advertise and like everything? Crazy. You never hear like people go after pharma like Tucker did. You don't know, you just don't hear it on TV. You don't hear this stuff. You know, so it's like
me, that bro, means Tucker in a boardroom on high, someplace not in Tucker Carlson's immediate circle, there's heat in that big locker room.
Right.
And whoever has the bigger stock investment in Fox puts the thumb on Tucker to shit on that pharma so that they can be exposed that way, because they didn't do something in a back room somewhere at the G20 summit to get over with each other.
Yeah, but I'm just saying all of these things you never really hear, and this is true. You know, like Brock Lesnar, there was something where he said something about the beer company after a fight, right? It was
he won the championship, and Bud Light was the UFC's main sponsor that night.
Right.
But
Bud Light wouldn't pay Brock individually or on the whatever he wanted. So that he started yelling about how now that he won, he's going to go drink a Coors Light.
Right.
Yeah. Bud Light won't pay enough.
Well, and the advertisers are paying. Bro, look at our ad reads.
And Dana made him apologize and drink a Bud Light. Yeah.
Are the advertisers unhappy when we do not do a proper ad read?
Sure, of course.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so it's like, you know, dude, you can't piss off the people that are paying the bills. But you look at like the control that the people paying the bills have over this country. You know, like all these corporations, you know, the food and pharma are the number one and number two advertisers. So like, you can't piss off the food industry. You don't really hear a lot of people talking about diet and exercise on TV. They're talking about, hey, McDonald's, you know, all unhealthy food.
Yeah,
it's created an obesity. Created an obesity problem in our country, but we continue to advertise for bad food. You know, so I'm like, to me, that's every problem in this country is driven by the fact that we are being the people that are promoting bad things. Okay, that are unhealthy for Americans, are not good for Americans, are spending a fortune to do it, and they can't turn down the money. Why do you think Trump is still like, you know, his base, the right wingers, okay, the MAGA people, they're all kind of like anti-vax and stuff, right? Here's Trump out there, you know, promoting, no, the vaccine's great, just stuff. Bro, look how much money Johnson, you know, Pfizer gives to Trump.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
So simple. Yeah. You know, it's like, okay, and I need that money to campaign to try to win again. So it's like, you know, he's trying to like, you know, please the people that pay you money. And that's what it all comes down to.
He doesn't need that money. We need that money. Reach out for that money, Disco.
Right.
Put your hand on the TV.
He don't need no more money, brother. He's had plenty in his lifetime. I just wanted to, because we're talking big pharma, big agriculture, high fructose corn syrup mafia. You can talk big fuel, and the carbon crap with that's the next level of taxation. But DI, do you think America is, I mean, we're already in World War, whatever you want to call it, 4 or 5 here with black ops in Ukraine, and we were talking Syria earlier. But do you think we are in a domestic war right now against China or Russian hackers with all of these farms going up, 18,000 cattle dead?
I don't know. This
seems like a... And balloons flying overhead. Doesn't this seem like a hack attack on infrastructure? That's right, Divinell's hack attack is here.
Coordinated operation.
And that it's not let's land the troops. It's let's fuck up their supply line, make a $30 bag of groceries $45, hurt their economy, hurt all their middle class, drive them to lower class. So we problem, reaction, solution, and they control all three. And right now they're creating all those supply line problems. Do you think I'm on the right track there?
I don't know, because like this is the thing. It's like until things hit you in real life outside of the internet and then social media and stuff, because all these things are amplified on social media, right? And they become big problems.
The supply chain issues and all that and inflation hasn't affected your pocket though, DI?
Not really.
No? Shit.
Wow. Not that much.
You don't notice your grocery bill going from 120 to 190 or something.
I don't really buy a lot of stuff. I mean, meat's more.
Today I did. I filled up today, bro, and what I would have usually paid for 3 bags, it was in 2, and there was nothing extra and different than what we do.
Yeah, it's like maybe things are a little bit more expensive, but it's not like I'm affected by it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like my lifestyle hasn't been hindered in any way and stuff like, you read about all this stuff on social media and it's like, okay, well, how big is that problem? I don't know.
Middle-class families, bro, I think that are teetering on working and spending your money on food, it's going to drive them right into the welfare system because it's almost impossible to survive, bro. You're talking about a war against class there. And eliminating the middle class completely of what's left of it, so we have the highest and the lowest of the low, and then that's serfdom, bro. You're back on the kingdom, and you can't shoot the king's deer, and you only get this much ration. And if you didn't do something right on social media, well, guess what? Your digital credits are froze, and you weigh 250 pounds. Well, no more steaks for you this month. You can only get vegetables, bro. Like, all of these things are little pushes towards that, in my opinion.
Maybe. I don't know if it could ever happen here, though. Maybe they'll try, but I think there's just too much. Maybe not my lifetime. Like, I see a lot of the stuff they're trying to implement throughout the world, like the digital currency, the social. And I'm like, I don't know. Our country's just different. You know,
you're not going to see anything happen like with any immediacy. It's death by a thousand cuts.
You are going to see it. The 15-minute city is what going to be Cincinnati or Columbus. I can't remember which one in Ohio.
What now? They're actually implementing that. I thought that was
No, they are welcoming it with a smile.
What's the 15-minute city?
So 15-minute city is if you live within a district, and they're calling them districts, just like District 9. Go watch that movie and have some fun. That within 15 minutes, you don't have to leave that's where you can be. And you're going to have
like everything's 15 minutes away.
You got it. You're going to have Tumbleweed, Starbucks, Burger King, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Kentucky Fried Chicken,
Walmart.
And then no need to go. So that,
need to have a car, ride your bicycle,
credits. Yes. And Jesus. Then the next one, 15 minutes more. And this is how cities are going to be chopped up into districts for that. So corporations can fully take over and there's no, everything just becomes benign and a branding label over and over again. And how about this? What if your money then becomes in your district and you want to go from New York to Atlanta to another district, but you didn't do something that they like.
You need the right kind of pass or whatever.
Your money's only good in district, of odd numbers, even numbers. You can get fucked unless you do this, So these are the bigger 2040 money's gone, America's gone, new world order fucking plans that have been in play for a long time, bro.
I like when you see I don't see too many people wearing them, but I see them advertised. You see the George Orwell t-shirt and just says told you so. I want to go back to like the Bad Bunny stuff, because what it made me curious about, and like Disco said, groups like Led Zeppelin or U2 or whatever, it seemed like it was more organic that they got over the day, sold tickets.
Compare that to Katy Perry.
Right.
Compare that to
Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga out of nowhere. You know, also the early push of the transsexual movement of where they were doing the testing waters, and now you don't hear anything. They switched to wet ass pussy and went with strippers instead, bro.
I guess
young girls.
My question on it would be, when did the establishment or the FBI, CIA, whatever it is, get their hooks into entertainment and music? Like, was that after the, how do you say, COINTELPRO thing?
Or
was
it's all COINTELPRO.
Was it way back before that, even with guys like Elvis and shit? Or did it come up after
Elvis
the
70s? Elvis was a pretty well-known, like, conspiracies about him being a spy.
Yeah.
And obviously, I think since probably JFK era stuff as well, when they were fluffing. But I'll go back to the moon landing and those guys. Did they go or not? Buzz Aldrin saying a lot of things that they never went. And when you see those guys come out, they were pretty much told, if you see, tell what you saw, we will kill you and your whole families. Now, did they make it to the moon and saw these alleged alien structures that are all there and whatnot? Maybe. And then Buzz is now saying we never went. So it's a very a strange thing. But the influence in media has always absolutely been there. And I would say coming out of Vietnam War into the 80s, into the corporate era, was probably where they inserted them into everything. You know, 70s sitcoms has a lot of, there's some Barney Miller episodes that have some serious shoot bang bang on the New World Order stuff in them, bro. Like, you can look up Barney Miller conspiracy theory on YouTube and they'll come right up.
Hmm. Interesting.
Cody, you got any thoughts?
No, I was just, you know, I just wanted to see your take on the, let me see. So I was reading this thing about trans, right? Cause I asked, how did so many people get so much power? But here's the telling part of all of this. 13 plus 1.6 million people are trans. Okay. And one out of five in the age 13 to 17 is trans. So this is a generational thing. So I'm thinking, why did your generation, my generation, Joe's generation, none of us really have this, but this 13 through 17 and plus, but that's the biggest one. It seems like this is a common thing. Was it done through cartoons? How were they educated to this mindset? Why were they born like that, but we weren't?
I don't know. I don't know if it's not that we were, or we weren't. It was that you would have gotten, you know, I hate to say it, but bashed down verbally if you were doing that stuff. Even Michael Jackson and Prince, they ate a lot of shit, bro, before RuPaul came. But you can go back to what's the guy's name from the FBI in the 20s?
Hoover.
Yeah, J. Edgar Hoover was a cross-dresser. Right. And then you want to talk about...
And he was the worst, because he was arresting homosexuals being one himself.
Well, you're talking about self-loathing homosexuality, bro. Absolutely, you're talking about self-loathing. And then all those guys who are Freemasons, no women allowed, but we're going to do the Follies, so everybody get around the statue of Molech, and we're all going to dress as women, and we're going to do damn Yankees this year as girls or whatever, man. Like, all this shit that... has been in our culture in the 80s, bosom buddies, where they pushing there, bro. So this highest level of strange homosexuality that's probably gone on since, I would say, Benjamin Franklin in the Hellfire Club, when he was going to France to have all these weird orgies and who knows what else they were doing in ritual sacrifices, man. So this pitter-pat trickle has always been in there, but now it's at the highest level in some way, because to see it take over the White House, to see it become an M&M marketing campaign, to see everything that they've done with it, bro, to really push it on that generation that you're talking about, it's just been normalized more mainstream. I think Lady Gaga was a big way into it as well. Madonna in the 80s was a huge representative, as well. So
you're saying this had always been latent.
Yes.
But nobody would come out because they were afraid of the repercussions, losing Absolutely. Your job, getting beat up. All right.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Yep. So, because you can go back to the 20s and you can go back to the 1700s with powder puff Frenchmen with white wigs on and wearing makeup and right. doing all that shit, fancy shit. So, you know, it's just part of a percentage of the human population, you know. But what kills me is, as coming up as a theater kid, so many great, great actors and mentors that I've had that were gay and fought very hard for equal rights in gay marriage, which I support very much. Of anybody can be miserable as any straight person wants to be get married. Right. And now that whole movement seems like a clown movement because of this tiny population with this misdirection spot to keep people talking and hating at each other for a very small minority. The birdcage, that's another one. Sorry, that just pops into my head. But like all of the couples I know, dude, college professors at NYU, some of my best friends, you never be.
Think right. Where 20 years ago, which is only 20 years ago, that would not have been accepted or looked. It would be frowned upon. And if it would have gone to a vote, it would have lost.
Let me put it into your court and for Exoticos. Right.
Right.
How about that, man? I mean, that's a part of the wrestling culture there, right?
In a very, very mega, super, hyper macho society.
Yeah.
And people loved them because they were funny and they were entertaining. And
what
gay.
It really comes down to is that everybody is going to have somebody gay in their family, and we want to act macho, but we're going to come up with something that, all right, we're all in on it. We're okay because cousin Bruce is fine. You know what I mean? We love him just the same. He's one of us. And that it's just a weird thing that we're always battling against in our own psyche, I think.
Before we get out of here, what is the thing that probably troubles you the most about our country and gives you the most hope, if any at all?
The thing that troubles me, man, especially doing the gimmick, is just watching the time get shorter, that people don't learn from their own history, that we've repeated the exact same mistakes in a it used to be take two generations till you could trick them again, running the old same play. Now you can do it. It was 20 years. Now we're down to about 12 years, bro. So no one's learning anything.
What do you mean by that?
Okay.
Explain that layman's terms.
Every 20 years, you could swerve people with the same shit.
Bring the same playbook back. Yeah.
Right.
And then, but now it's only 12 years people, because everything's so fast.
Yeah. Same people who, you know, got chopped up in Nam sent their own grandkids to Iraq on a war and couldn't smell the whole thing again, over and over again. And now change your Facebook to Ukraine, everybody. It don't matter if it's magnets or a ribbon around a tree. People will fucking chuck their kids into the wood chipper off of some bullshit patriotism, and they'll do it again with China or Taiwan, with Russia. And we just do not learn. Stuck on stupid.
Perfect example, okay, is when we, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago, right, you would watch television – okay, and you would read, all right? So when you're consuming your time reading, and you're reading a book, you're reading, you know, so that is time-consuming, right? And you're absorbing what you read, right? And you watch the news, and it's on at 6 o'clock and 11 o'clock, and you want, like, you absorb it, and it's like, you know. And so the amount of time it would take to go in one ear and out the other was considerably longer than it is today. Sure. Today, you're getting constantly bombarded with information on the internet, and all this stuff is because so much is coming in, it's spurting out the other ear, and we're forgetting everything. It's like I said, like you can make something very important on the internet, then make it last like 2 to 3 days tops.
Maybe you don't know about hashtag never forget.
Right. So the next thing is like, you know, until the next wave of the next big thing comes, and you kind of like almost instantly forget the previous big thing. You know, and it's like the way they put this is pushed through social media and stuff and all that. So it's like, you said, yeah, I wouldn't even say 12 years. Like you can run the same playbook, like, you know, like this has gotten exponentially faster into the flow of information.
Yeah, it's a big problem of how stuck on stupid they are and being like, I've seen the work before, but I'm still going to bite on it. you know, like it really is wrestling. What gives me hope, K-Dog, is that there's only about 1,500 people who run this planet that need to be tracked down in order for a full revolution to take place, in order to have the Enlightenment truly come. Because the more they consolidate, that means you can see who the real players absolutely are, from Bill Gates to the guy who just stepped down from Moderna or what have you, dude. So I don't know. It's the divisiveness of sexuality, of race, and everything that keeps people apart. But I am a firm believer that the best will always find each other. And that's why we're here today on K100, man.
Boom. Nice little bow tie there. And I just hope that throughout our history, whether it's been with their flaws, because there's everybody has them, from everybody from, you know, Benjamin Franklin to Martin Luther to JFK to all these guys that tried to make a difference, some of them paying a price with their life, that you know, we get some good leadership to turn this fucking country around. Because there's so many great men that you do meet. They don't happen to really be in politics. Politics, to me, are a bunch of workers.
Yeah. How are you going to do that without having a $1 billion bankroll, though? Because I'll put my own father, a chop wood, carry water, leader amongst men, fire chief captain, a guy who ran all the forest around here as the head of the forestry department. So all about conservation and all about fair play. And there's few and far between guys like that, but they could never get to the office. And those are the type of leaders that we need, are real men who aren't soft, who don't bow down. They're not out to hurt anybody or push an agenda. They're just there to do the job the right way, put your boots on and go to goddamn work. And
yeah,
men like women like that.
I think those guys, Ben, when they do join politics, they're weeded out quick.
I think
there's an honest guy amongst us. Let's get him the fuck out of here. A scandal, whatever it is.
Yeah. Let's get him to Epstein Island. God damn it. We're going down. it's all right to pop for the impersonation, Disco. No one's gonna fucking call you.
I'll pop for him. He's reading. He's on the telephone. Somebody's probably putting him over.